Our God and our Father, we pray that you would speak to us tonight and that you would do it by your Holy Spirit and through your word being sung and your word being read through carols and through the voices of children. All of us remember Jesus' words, "Let the children come unto me." And what a joy for us to be led in worship tonight. So speak to our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I'll sit down right here. Give me room, though, so I can sit at the top. Y'all can sit on the floor and face me, okay? Turn around, and you can go to the floor and then face me. I'm a big guy, so I got to have a lot of room. That's good. Thank you. All right, but you now, okay, good. Now come in closer. Y'all are so great. I wanted to show you. Hey, man. So glad to see y'all. I've missed you. I don't even know if you've been, know that I've been away for a couple of months. The church let me go and do some things. One of those things was to write, to read and write and pray. I did a lot of sleeping, so it was good. I have three books like this that I've been writing in. No, this is not a Bible. It's a good question, though, a good thought. It's a journal, which means like a diary. It's something you write in. And I wanted to show you one page just because it means something to you, I think, is that when I first started back in September, I wrote down the word children right here. And every so often during these months that I've been away, when I had a thought about you, I would write it down. Things that I want you to think about when you're at church and the way I want you to feel when you're here and your singing and your Bible memory work and just being happy. I want you to love being at this church and being around your friends. And so then later, about a week ago, actually, when I started thinking about using this morning, I don't think you were in here in the sanctuary, but this morning in my sermon, I mentioned Christopher Robin. And, yes, Christopher Robin and Winnie the Pooh, because, is what? Oh, my goodness, I know. I love Winnie the Pooh. I have always loved Winnie the Pooh since I was probably your age or a little bit younger. And amazingly, I was even thinking about talking to you a little bit about Winnie the Pooh and what I learned from Winnie the Pooh. And Friday, just 2 days ago, I was in my attic, did not even think that I was going to come across this, and I found this stool, this stool that I had when I was your age. And it's Winnie the Pooh, eating out of a honey jar. And that's how much I loved him. I had this in my bathroom. I used it to stand on it to brush my teeth. And that sort of thing. I did not take it to college with me, but I think I wanted to. It was what?
It broke.
It did break. I couldn't find the fourth part of the stool there. It's just a three-legged stool. But I'm still going to try to find that. Thank you for looking at that. But I think I had it there till I was a lot older. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's a very good idea. Take one off and put it in the middle. So that's what I'll work on that. That's a great idea. Let me tell you a couple of things. Don't say anything. Just raise your hand. Do you like Winnie the Pooh? Raise your hand. I mean, you know who he is and you like seeing some of the movies and shows. All right. He's got great friends and he knows how to be a good friend. And he always thinks about others, it seems like. He'll say things like, think, and, oh, bother. I thought that was always fun to say. And one time he was walking with Piglet, and he asked Piglet, what day is it? And Piglet said, it's today. And Pooh Bear said, my favorite day. It's just, there's just good things to learn. So, as I got older, now your parents are going to tease me about this, but I've always liked Kenny Loggins. You don't know who he is, but he used to be, and he still is, a singer and a songwriter. He wrote a song called House at Pooh Corner, and he wrote it when he was only 17 years old, which I always thought that was pretty cool. So he was just a teenager, a little bit older than you. And he wrote this great song about leaving the woods and having to get back and how to help Winnie the Pooh get the jar off his nose and all these fun things. At the end of the song, it says, oh, that we could go back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh. And I knew it. Your mom and dad would really appreciate what I'm saying right now, because that's kind of fun to think, to go back. The last line in that song says that we would go back to the ways of poo. All right, now, I am 54 years old. That's really old, isn't it? And I still like singing that song. I like being alone in my house and putting it on really loud and acting like I'm Kenny Loggins and singing. I've seen some of you on Instagram. You like singing and you like dancing. I've seen some of y'all singing in the back of your cars and you sing along. I would like to ask you, don't say it out loud. Just think about it. I want you to go home tonight. And I want you to tell your mom and dad what your favorite song is. Don't say it out loud right now, but I want you to think about what is your favorite song. And then, in fact, you might even go home and say, Mom and Dad, do you know what my favorite song is? And see what they say. And then I want you to tell them why it's your favorite song. Why would that be your favorite song? And I would imagine you like the words, or you like the tune, and you like, maybe some of you like kind of dancing to it, or you like singing it in the back of the car. There are a lot of reasons why we sing. But the angels, and the reason we're doing what we're doing tonight, is to glorify God. So I'm going to ask you that question right now, and I want you, the answer is to glorify God. Okay, I'm going to ask you the question, why do we sing? Let's say it together. To glorify God. Now what that means is, He likes it when we sing. He enjoys it. Can you believe that? God likes to hear you sing. When you were just singing those three songs up here, God likes that. God smiles, and he just really enjoys hearing us sing. The angel said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That they were singing, and God liked that, because that was glory to God. Okay? Now, Campbell, will you help me? And Brooks, I saw you sitting over here too. Will you come help me bring these things that are behind? Now, these are breakable. And Miss Betsy's sitting on the third row here, and she doesn't know I brought these out of our kitchen. These things are very important to me and Miss Betsy. I know, will you bring the other one too?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. You're being so gentle. I know, that one's tricky. Sorry, Betsy. I was in a hurry, and I thought about a basket, which I've done in the past. I'll take these heads off and then... All right, what's inside is candy.
Yeah.
I know. You love Mr. Mac. All right, because Mr. Mac gives candy. All right. In this tree, there is a candy called Bit of Honey. Hold on. I got this because of Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh loves honey. And like y'all should have seen me in the Dollar Tree last night. And I missed the fourth quarter of the game, by the way. I didn't miss all of it, but I did miss Jalen's touchdown. Going to get these. And you should, they were like, bitter honey. And I said, bit of honey. So one of them knew what it was. And you can have one of these if you like these. And then if you don't like bit of honey, I have candy canes, okay? So there's enough for everybody, and there's enough for everybody back here, too. All right, so this is what you can do. Miss Becky, you have to help me. They can take one and come sit down. No, they're going out, aren't they, to dress. All right, we're excited about seeing you when you come back. Peace is one of my favorite songs, too. I know you're going to do. I think I've lost you. So take a piece of candy, one piece, or you can get a candy cane. And then go with Miss Becky and Miss Ginger. Watch out for the heads. Just one. Oh, look at you under. You're underneath. There you go. Don't eat it now, okay? Wait till after the service. Okay, everybody's got one? You want the bed of honey? Okay. of sweet. That's good. You're welcome. Thank you for thanking me.
Thank you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God made man in his image, male and female, he created them. God loved them, and he let them live in a beautiful garden. He walked with them in the cool of the evening, and everything that God made was good. God put a tree in the middle of the garden and told the man and woman not to eat of it. But the man and the woman disobeyed God. They chose to follow their own desires instead of God's commands. And the world that God had made for good was poisoned by human sin. Adam and Eve could no longer walk with God in the garden because they were no longer holy. They had to leave God's presence. But God still loved them. God already knew how he was going to redeem the world from sin. He promised that he would send a Savior. And all the men and women who descended from Adam and Eve longed to be with God again. They knew they needed a Savior, just like the one God was. God's plan for salvation unfolded slowly over thousands of years. Righteous men and women were a part of his plan. One such man was Noah. God instructed Noah to build an ark, while God caused a great flood to cover the earth and cleanse it. Noah and his family were saved from the flood, and with them two of every living creature. And Noah and his family believed and trusted in God. And all the men and women who descended from Noah longed to be with God again. They knew they needed a Savior, just like the Lord. God's plan for salvation unfolded slowly over thousands of years. Righteous men and women were a part of his plan. One such man was Abraham. God instructed Abraham to leave everything that he had ever known and follow God to a distant land. God said to him, "I will make of you a great nation, as great as the stars in the heavens, as numerous as the grains of sand on the seashore." And Abraham believed and trusted in God. And all the men and women who descended from Abraham longed to be with God again. They knew they needed a Savior, just like the one. God's plan for salvation unfolded slowly over thousands of years. Righteous men and women were a part of his plan. One such man was Moses. God instructed Moses to lead God's people to freedom, for they were slaves in Egypt. God sent plagues on Pharaoh and the Egyptians to show his power. God then caused the Red Sea to part so that God's people could walk to freedom on dry land. And Moses believed and trusted in God. And all the men and women who descended from Moses longed to be with God again. They knew they needed a Savior, just like the one God promised. God's plan for salvation unfolded slowly over thousands of years. Righteous men and women were a part of his plan. One such man was David. David was to be the king of Israel. God told David that out of his children would come a better king, the true king, the Messiah, the Son of God, who would save us from our sins. And David believed and trusted God. Many other men and women faithfully waited for God's promised salvation to come. Prophets such as Zechariah, Elijah, and Elisha. Judges and leaders such as Samuel, Deborah, and Esther. Quietly faithful men and women such as Elizabeth and Zechariah. All of these men and women long to be with God again. They knew that He is the Savior, just like the one God had promised. God's plan for salvation unfolded slowly over thousands of years. Religious men and women were a part of His plan. One such woman was the Virgin Mary. The time had finally come for God's plan for salvation to be fully revealed. And it happened like this. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom He is pleased." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. God's plan for salvation has been unfolding slowly over thousands of years. Righteous men and women were a part of His plan. We are invited today to be a part of His plan, to be those righteous men and women, boys and girls, and come to the manger and bow down and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Let us pray. Our God and our Father, you are so good, a God of promises and hope, a God of assurance and peace, a God of truth and love. With our hearts knit to your heart, we praise you for the first advent, for the incarnation, for God in the flesh, the King in a manger, his life, his death, his resurrection, his victory, our victory. Teach us to patiently wait, even during this Advent season, to long for his return. And until then, grant us peace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And mercy and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with you now, tomorrow, through the Advent season, until we meet again, forever and ever. Amen.